Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Balance Wand podcast, Soul on Fire. I'm your host, Jordan Younger, and today I'm so happy because we have my dear friend, Belen Solomon, on the podcast. You probably know her from her Instagram, from her clothing line, or from just her presence on social media with her husband. He is a YouTuber, and together, I just love the content that they share as a couple. So however you know Belen, or if this is your first time being introduced to her, I know you're going to love this episode. She's an entrepreneur and a clothing designer, and she recently moved from Los Angeles to Texas, to Austin, Texas. So I wanted to talk to her all about that in this episode because I think it's no secret that there has been a mass exodus from big cities during 2020 and 2021. And I'm just so curious. I'm still here in LA, but I fantasize about just smaller town living and just trying something different. So she inspires me so much on that front, and I wanted to talk to her all about that. And from there, we just get to catch up and talk about so many good things. So I hope this is one of those episodes where you just feel like you're sitting at my kitchen table with us, which is always my favorite kind of episode, other than solos. Those are my two favorite kinds of episodes. So I cannot wait for you guys to listen to this episode. Belen was also kind enough to offer a discount code on her amazing clothing line, Shop with Belen. And that code is, surprise, surprise, Blonde, B-L-O-N-D-E, like it always is. So head to shopwithbelen.com to use that code Blonde. And you guys need to get your hands on her basics, her t-shirts, her tracksuits. I know you're going to love it. I basically live in her stuff. And before we dive into the episode, just a couple little announcements. For one, thank you so much for listening to me talk about the Celestial Diet in last week's podcast solo episode. It was such a fun solo. I loved answering your questions, your spirituality questions. And I've gotten a lot of messages lately from people saying, I want your podcast to be super spiritual again. And it's so funny to me because I feel like it's so spiritual. I feel like that's all I ever talk about and all the stuff I ever think about. But I also like to have variety. So if you guys are super into the spiritual episodes, which I know a lot of you are, I definitely recommend listening to last week's solo episode. And I also recommend getting in on the Celestial Diet and Lifestyle, which is, we just closed the live round for the program, but it's going to be coming back soon to do a self-guided program. So keep your eyes on that. I would love, love, love to have you guys doing it. It's so special. And it's definitely where my brand is headed. So with that, let's head into this episode with Belen. Stay tuned for some more fun announcements in the middle of this podcast episode. And I love you guys so much. Let's head on in. Yay. All right. I'm so happy that you're here.
Oh my God, me too.
We've been chatting for a while to the point where I said, let's just start podcasting because everything that you're talking about is so interesting. And it's perfect because what we're talking about is the fact that you just moved from California to Texas.
I sure did.
And I'm so interested. I think everybody on this podcast knows I'm just interested in a smaller town living. And I know Austin is a huge city, not a small town. But tell us everything. What has the whole process been like? like?
I'm a cowgirl now, you know?
Yes, with all your farm animals.
With all my farm animals. I did say I will not start saying y'all.
No.
That's where I draw the line.
I don't see you saying y'all.
It's been good. It was exhausting and quite a journey to embark on. So to backtrack, my husband and I decided to move to Texas back in November. And it happened very fast. I had never been to Austin. I was actually born in Dallas.
Oh, cool.
And I have never been back since I was born.
Wow. That's so interesting.
I know.
So you were born there and then your family moved.
So my parents met and married in London. My mom is Italian and my dad is from Spain, like off the boat, like true Italian, true Spaniards. They met in London. They had my older sister in London and then my dad moved a lot for work. They had me in Texas and then we moved to California for like 2 years and then we moved to Spain and that's where I really grew up. I lived in Spain for 10 years and then from Spain, we moved to Irvine in Orange County.
Wow. All over.
All over.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So, but I hadn't been back to Texas literally since I was like 1 year old.
So oh my gosh. Bringing it full circle.
It's very ironic actually. So we went to Austin and I instantly like felt very like awake and alive when I was there, if that makes sense. Like I need to do that. I need to figure out where my lines.
Yes. The astrogeography.
Yes. Yes.
Ooh, I have the perfect person to set you up with.
Yes. I need to, because I must have a line going through.
Oh,
there.
Yeah. I'm sure that you have like a moon line or a sun line or something.
Yeah.
That helps you feel really good in Austin.
So we went and we looked at a couple, we had like five houses lined up to look at. The first house we went to, I was like, I can't do this. Like, cause we weren't living in the city in LA. We were living in Hidden Hills, which is near Calabasas, but we were like going on like dirt roads. And I was like, this is too extreme for me. And then we saw a second home, which is the home we ended up buying. And we literally saw it for 15 minutes. And our realtor was like, you need to put it in an offer because the market was like insane.
That's what I've heard. I've heard it's just impossible.
There's no inventory.
Yeah.
So basically, long story short, we saw the house, we put in an offer, they accepted. I didn't see the house again until end of January.
Wow.
And it was my second time going to Austin and we were moving.
That's, and I was like, huge.
And it's kind of my personality. Like also it's like, all right, like I don't dwell on things. I don't overthink things. It's like, screw it. Let's see what happens. You know, we can always come back. So we moved out of our home in the first week of February. And then I was telling Jordan, we were in this transition with staying with some friends and we were living out of suitcases for like 7 weeks. Then we finally got to Texas. There was the storm.
Oh yeah.
In Texas.
What a wild time to move.
Thankfully we were not there because that probably would have discouraged me.
That seemed really, really difficult.
From moving there. And we moved into our home in April and it's been a crazy journey, but I finally feel like I'm getting into like an actual routine there. And it's like, I have to say one of the best things about Texas so far is everyone's so friendly.
Yeah, I know. That's what I crave. That's what we really lack here in LA.
Everyone is so nice. Everyone smiles. And it's like, I'm coming from LA, so I have a chip on my shoulder.
Exactly. You're like, are you really smiling at me right now?
I'm like, why are you smiling at me?
Yeah.
People let you go in front of them when you're driving.
It's so different.
It's like so a different slow-paced culture.
So is it too slow-paced for you?
It's a little too slow-paced for me. It's taking me a minute, even with driving. Like, it's not that I have road rage, but like, you know, we've been like conditioned to be on the 405 and the 101 and everyone's just like kind of moving at a glacial pace,
mm-hmm.
You know?
No, that kind of stuff is hard for me to get used to as well.
And I'm like driving in Austin and I'm like, I have nowhere to go. Why am I rushing?
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
It's just an inherent thing
Yes.
that we are so used to from being in California.
100%. So that's been an interesting, I mean, that's going to take me a little bit to like
for sure.
adjust to.
So what are the pros of living in Austin versus California?
Oh my goodness. Well, you definitely get land. Your money goes so much further in Texas. Like it's unbelievable what you can get there versus California. But for California, you're paying for the weather, essentially, mm-hmm. honestly.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Slower paced lifestyle. You're just more present. What I've been finding even in myself, like you're just so much more in tune and present with your environment because there's not so much stimulation. you know, gas prices, taxes. Like it's crazy.
Taxes. Oh my God. The California taxes alone are
insanity.
Like bad.
The first time I filled up my gas tank.
Of course, Hudson's here sniffing your purse. Hello, honey.
Hi.
Little man, he always has to make a podcast.
I mean, of course. Mm-hmm. If only we could put a little headset on him.
I know. If only we could just hear all of his thoughts out loud. Well, I have had an animal communicator on the podcast, which you would love.
Oh my God.
Because for everybody listening, Belen has not only a beautiful dog, but also two squirrels, right? Two.
And we have one.
Oh, one. Yeah. Okay. And they're like, that's like your baby.
We have a squirrel. We also have tortoises.
Oh my God.
But they stayed in California.
Oh, so did they like find a new home?
My assistant took them.
Oh, perfect.
So they're still ours. They're on a vacation in California, uh-huh. as I like to say.
Oh, I love that. And your squirrel is the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, we rescued her 3 years ago. She fell from a tree and we literally bottle fed her every 3 hours like a baby. Her eyes and ears were closed when we found her. She fell from like the nest. And what happens sometimes, like with birds, the moms reject the baby. And now it's my husband. It's the love of my husband's life, honestly. I'm second.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute. So what's her personality? Is she?
She's very feisty.
Does she act like a domestic pet?
She does, but she also is a wild animal. But so squirrels have the tendency to just like one person.
Oh,
so she really only likes my husband.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, but she's very sassy. And she's a girl. Like it's so crazy that like she looks like she has eyelashes.
Oh my God.
She has a fluffy tail. She has a very good diet. I mean, she only ate Erewhon when we lived in Calabasas.
Oh my God, that's amazing. So does she eat vegetables?
She eats vegetables. Her diet's from Whole Foods. She eats very well. She's the prettiest squirrel in the neighborhood.
She is. She's a beautiful squirrel. I mean, okay, that makes me feel better because Hudson also only eats food from Erewhon. But he eats cat food. But yeah, we buy it from Erewhon.
Yeah,
he loves it. He cries for his colostrum
Obviously.
Every day for his gut health, of course. And he was just having some before you got here.
Amazing.
The animals, they deserve it all.
Absolutely. Fiona, my pit bull, eats way better than me.
Uh-huh. She's so cute, by the way. Oh my God. And she also has such human tendencies.
It's insane.
I can tell from your photos and your videos.
I need a human animal communicator actually to.
Well, I can set you up with Miranda, who's
Please.
Been on this podcast many times. I think the listeners know. She's so good. I mean, she's just like, she's super spot on. And the things that he says through her, she would just never know if it wasn't coming from him.
Right,
He's like,
right.
This is how I feel about this person in Jordan's life. This is how I feel about that person. That person's kind of shady. I hope she knows. And this is going on. And even before I was with my husband, he told me through the animal communicator, and this is on a podcast episode from 5.5 years ago, stop looking in all the wrong places for the guy that you're supposed to be with because
right.
it's somebody that you're already friends with. And he comes over all the time. And that's who it is. And I was like, okay, well, that's one of like two people. So I'm trying to figure out like who this is. And then I jokingly was like, it's probably Jonathan. And it was. And we
wow.
started dating 6 weeks later.
Wow.
I know.
It's Incredible.
So crazy. I know. It's so cool.
Amazing.
I know. So beyond Texas and the animals, you also have an incredible thriving business that I'm so excited to talk to you about with. I live in your t-shirts.
Nothing makes me happier. Like, when friends are genuinely wearing my pieces, not just because they're like my friend and they want to support, like just because genuinely they like the item.
Oh, they're so comfortable. They're so soft. And they just solved the problem for me of not having any basics.
Right.
My mom used to make fun of me. My mom had a clothing store. She was a personal shopper. She's like a fashionista. I just never had any basics ever. And
right.
so I would go to her and be like, I need a white t-shirt. I need to borrow your white t-shirts. And she's like, are you kidding me? Why don't you have any of those? And now because of your clothes, I feel like I have so many basics. White t-shirts, black t-shirts, neutrals.
All you need.
Crop tops.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Oh, and they're all amazing. So how did you get into this business? Were you always into fashion?
I was always into fashion. I went to fashion marketing school. I always loved clothing. I always loved dressing my friends. I was a stylist for 10 years and a personal shopper also. And basically exactly what you just said is the reason why I started the women's line, because I didn't have basics. And I actually started with men's first. My husband asked me if I wanted to do a like capsule collection for men. And I started designing men's clothing. And then after a year, I thought, should I dabble into women? And having been a stylist and being in the industry for so long, I had a pretty good wardrobe and access to different designers and basics, and I was lacking it. So I'm like, if I'm lacking it and I have the access to pretty good basics, women are lacking basics, period. Because, you know, I would get a t-shirt that was $100 basic tee, or I'd get an Old Navy t-shirt and they both sucked, basically. Like mm-hmm. they both would get holes or they both wouldn't last. So I was like, there has to be a better solution for this. And it was exactly like you said. I didn't have any good basics. And I went into my closet and I struggled every day. And when we moved to Hidden Hills from the city, we lived in West Hollywood, my style really changed because it's so much more casual and laid back. And I was like, this is insane. I can't believe I'm actually not. Like, I would go to Target and like be like, maybe I'll find a white t-shirt there. And so I did a small capsule women's collection of 6 pieces. And the focus of it was my Cindy tee, which is like my bestseller, which is a white basic tee. And everything is manufactured and produced and designed in Los Angeles. So everything's ethically sourced. I have all women working for me. I work with all women, and it's high quality items that are affordable. I wasn't interested in selling a $150 tee. I wanted to create something that if you liked it, you would come back and buy it in 2 other colors because it's $55 and you feel good about it. And it's made in LA. And it's an amazing item that washes well. It gets better, as you know, when you wash it. So it started from a lack and it's grown every year. She's about to turn 3.
Oh my gosh. In
June 28th.
Congratulations. Thank That's you. Coming I mean, up.
Obviously when I did my first drop, I was like, I'm not going to make one sale. You know how it is. It's scary.
Yeah. It's so scary to launch something and just have no idea how it's going to do, because until you launch it, it's really just a concept in your mind. And then so to imagine people
buying it.
Yeah. I mean, that must've just been the coolest thing to start witnessing.
It was amazing. And I have such an amazing support system and tribe of women behind me, you being one of them, like that just genuinely wants to see me do well and support the brand, not just because you are obligated. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that was like very, very comforting when I first launched, like having such amazing support, especially in the beginning, because I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. By the way, I had no idea. Like, I didn't go to design school. But I was like, I'll figure it out.
So did you do the designs? Did you like sketch
them? Yeah. But like, I can't sketch. Do you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I can make like stick figures, but I had an idea and I was able to find a great pattern maker and like develop the sample from there. And, you know, everything is trial and error, right? Like there's things that I did in the beginning that I'm like, why did I do that? What was I thinking? You know, every collection is like, I should have done this. I should have done that.
Of course. You know? So what were some of those mistakes or things that you look back and think, why did I do that?
Some of them were colors. Some of them were not listening to my gut and letting noise get into my head. And for me personally, it is such a reflection of me, my brand, because if it's not authentic, I know it's not going to do well. And when I say the colors, I had other people influencing me and it didn't do well, you know, or doubting myself and being like, no, I should only do 70 units, like going into it with fear. And that took me a long time to really like realize that I was starting it from, I mean, it's okay to have the fear and okay to have the jitters and be like, oh, I hope it does well. But like for a couple of the drops in the beginning, it was so fear-based. And now I look back and I'm like, I'll never enter it like that again, you know?
Exactly.
And just, I think the influence of other people's opinions, I'm sure you've been in situations like that too, where you're like, why was I letting that lead the way?
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by Four Sigmatic. You guys know my love for Four Sigmatic. I was just drinking some right before I started recording this episode with Belen. They are a wellness company that is well known for their delicious mushroom coffee, and they're one of my oldest, most longtime sponsors. I love them so much. You can use the code BLONDE for a discount, which we will get into. Four Sigmatic's mushroom coffee is real, organic, fair trade, single origin coffee. And they also have adaptogens and different functional mushrooms in their coffee for productivity. So a couple of those adaptogens that I just absolutely love are lion's mane and chaga mushroom. Lion's mane is amazing for productivity, and chaga is incredible for immune support, something that I know is important to all of us right now and always, of course. So I just love how Four Sigmatic coffee helps me focus so I can get shit done. It's amazing, and I absolutely feel such an uptick in my productivity every time I drink it, which is every morning for the last 4 years. It helps me focus like nothing else. I also love that mushroom coffee is easy on the gut and does not leave me with that awful jittery feeling or a midday crash. All Four Sigmatic products are organic, vegan, and gluten-free. Plus, every single batch is third-party lab tested to ensure its purity and safety, so you're getting the highest quality coffee and mushrooms possible. Now, you're probably thinking, does this coffee taste like mushrooms? And I can guarantee you it tastes just like the coffee that you know and love. It brews dark and nutty, and it tastes incredible. They have 20,000 five-star reviews on their website, and best of all, they back their products with a 100% money-back guarantee. You will love every single sip or get your money back. And we have worked out an exclusive offer with Four Sigmatic on their best-selling mushroom coffee, but this is just for the Balance Wand listeners. Get up to 40% off plus free shipping on mushroom coffee bundles. To claim this deal, you must go to foursigmatic.com/blonde. This offer is only available for our TBB listeners and not available on their regular website. You'll save up to 40% and get free shipping. So go right now to foursigmatic.com/blonde and feel your productivity and creativity with some delicious mushroom coffee. Now let's get back into this episode with Belen. Yeah, it's hard because people want to give you advice and want to take their advice, but you also at the end of the day have to listen to your gut because it's your brand. It's a reflection of you. It is you. It's the clothes that you wear.
100%. And the comparison, like, oh, she has a brand and she sold out. Or she did this. Like, I'm my own identity. I'm my own person. Exactly. You know, my husband would always tell me that. Or like other things, like not big things, but like I paid so much attention to like the tissue paper and the details. And I'm like, no one cares. Mm-hmm. They want the item.
That's true.
And
that's,
you know, too, you know, also being in the influencer space when you're getting gifted, it's like, why was I so consumed by that?
Exactly.
Now I'm like, I want it to be recycled, eco-friendly, good for the environment. Who, like, I don't need a butterfly to come out of it.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I know. It's so true. I mean, I do, you know, you probably do too, get so many packages. Yeah. I just want to see what's inside. And like, bonus, if it's sustainable, eco-friendly, easy to get, easy to break down, easy to put in the recycling.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But I'm sure because it's your brand, there's a whole, you want it to be perfect. And so you do pay attention to everything.
For sure. But now when I look back, I'm like, I was so consumed by mm-hmm. by something that was so insignificant.
For sure.
In the bigger scheme of things, you know? And like you just said, like at the end of the day, you just want the item.
Exactly. That's what people are excited 100%.
About. 100%. And I really, you know, really, that really came to a full grasp with COVID when we went into quarantine, because we, right before we went into lockdown, I was just releasing a two-piece tracksuit, literally like the first week of March. And the amount of support that came in for small businesses and like sustainable businesses was so overwhelming. And I was like, I'm on the right path. And that's when you question yourself, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, this was the right move, because that's when I started transitioning into that. And when the pandemic happened, I saw such a support for it too. And I was like, this was all how it was always supposed to be from the beginning.
Exactly.
So that is like such a main focus for me now. And it has been. And also it's more expensive, of course, to like make these type of decisions of going the eco-friendly, using recyclable goods, all of that kind of stuff. But for me in the long haul, it pays off and it's so much better for the environment, you know?
For sure. Yeah. No, I'm sure that everything with your business was such good timing with COVID hitting because everything in your business is online and you're all direct to consumer, right? On
completely
your online
direct.
Store. Yeah. That's so easy and simple in this world that we've lived in for the last over a year. Like, thank goodness you didn't decide, I want to open a retail store in Calabasas.
Never.
Like, that would have been, that just would have, I mean, unfortunately, the timing would have been
crushing.
Challenging. Exactly. Yeah. That's amazing. So what was your marketing strategy when you first launched?
So as I was saying, I'm really lucky because some of my best girlfriends are influencers. So my marketing strategy was having my friends help me promote the brand. So the reason why I started with men's is because my husband is in the influencer space himself.
Oh yeah. He has such an amazing, dedicated following. My husband is obsessed because, well, yeah, ever since you and I became friends and I showed my husband is obsessed with cars. He's very passionate about cars. And I showed him your husband's Instagram. He started following him. He's like, this is so cool. Oh my God, he has this car and like all that. So your husband has a huge influence.
Yes. He has a very, very loyal following. So for him, when I did the men's, I was like, I don't need to do any marketing. He's the marketing. And then when it came to me, I was like, oh shit. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
So I did a big launch party actually at my house in Hidden Hills, and which on the side, I love doing that. I love event planning. I love coordinating. I love all that kind of stuff. And I just was like, I wanted it, number one, to feel organic. I did not want anything to feel phony. I didn't want it to feel forced. I didn't want it to feel like I was trying to sell the product desperately, if that like makes sense. I wanted it to feel like I'm your friend. And I'm like, created this and I'm making great basics. So for the marketing, when we launched, I had this launch party and I had basically an influencer dinner in my house. And I gifted all of the girls prior to arriving and they all came in blend pieces. And I had a photographer there and that created so much of my marketing campaigns because I had the pictures for so long.
Yeah.
So that was kind of like the kickoff for the marketing for the brand. And honestly and truthfully, just let it be organic. I was just like, I would never produce anything I wouldn't wear or I wouldn't use. And I just kind of started building relationships with other influencers. And I've been very fortunate that it's worked. It still works that way. And one of the most rewarding things is, because you know, a lot of these girls who are influencers, who are solely influencers, they get gifted every 5 seconds. And they constantly have new products, new items to wear. And literally a year, 2 years later, they're still in one of my tops. And it's validation because it's like, it's a good item. Exactly. And I'll message them. I'm like, are you wearing the Carrie tank? Are you in the Rachel? And they're like, it's my favorite top. I'm like, you've had it for 2 years. Let me send you a new fresh one. They're like, no, it gets better with age.
That's so cool.
So it's very like full circle.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
So for the marketing, that's what it's been. It's just been the building relationship with these girls and like them supporting. And I truly think it's because they actually like the product.
Absolutely. I mean, when you have an amazing product, it just kind of sells itself.
And completely.
It's so cool that you were able to get the different eyeballs on it with your influencer friends to begin with.
Yeah.
And then it took off on its own.
Yeah.
So who did you name the Rachel and the Carrie, were those named after people?
So the collections, it all started, the names were all from 90s supermodels.
Oh, cool.
So the Cindy is Cindy Crawford.
Uh-huh.
The Naomi two-piece was from Naomi Campbell. I still have a thermal called Claudia after Claudia Schiffer. I had a tank top called Kate for Kate Moss. And I had a two-piece shorts with like a matching sweatshirt that was called Tyra. For Tyra Banks. So every piece has been influenced by a 90s supermodel because I just wanted to bring it back to the 90s, just to basics. Mm-hmm. You know, when you look at pictures of Janet Jackson and you look at pictures of Madonna, like they're just in white tees, you know?
Yeah.
So everything has been named after either a supermodel or an actress. So for the Rachel, it's Rachel Green from Friends.
Oh yeah. That's what I thought. When you say the Rachel, that's who I think of.
And don't you think about Rachel Green? Like,
of course. That's, I think of her in like a white t-shirt and I think of her hair, like her iconic hairstyle
in the
from
cropped,
Friends.
Yeah. Yes. The Carrie was named after Carrie Bradshaw because that was still a show that started in the late 90s.
Yeah.
So every name has been influenced by either a supermodel or an actress. I don't think I'm going to run out of names, hopefully.
Yeah, there's endless.
But there's endless, yeah. You know? And then from the supermodels that I was like, okay, 90s actresses, you know, like who, like I have a new top coming out called Goldie, like Goldie Hawn.
Oh, cool. I love that. Love her.
And, you know, like I have another new top coming out. It's going to be called Carmen, like Carmen Electra. Do you remember Carmen Electra?
Yeah, of course.
So that's where I get all the inspiration names from.
I love that. I love learning about the naming of things. I just think it's so
interesting. And it's so fun.
Yeah.
And it has to fit the t-shirt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like there's been times where I've named things. I'm like, no, she's not a Penelope.
Right.
Because I named one from like Penelope Cruz. I was like, that's not working.
Right.
And it has to fit the personality.
Yeah, it's a full personality.
Completely. Thing. Like the Carmen sassy. Because
yeah,
Carmen Electra is.
Of course. Well, you've got to get Cindy Crawford in the Cindy if you haven't already.
Oh my God. Well, Kaia Berger wore some of my tops. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there
her
you
daughter.
Go.
So I'm getting closer.
Yes. And didn't Kendall Jenner, did I see that?
Yes.
So cool.
Yes. Which is mind blowing because talk about getting gifted.
Yeah.
You know, she's as Balenciaga and Givenchy and every designer in the world gifting her. And she pulled my little white Rachel.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can absolutely see her loving it. I mean,
I like fainted basically when I saw it.
Oh,
I hired PR for the first time this year too. And like when they emailed me, I was like, holy shit.
So they sent it to her.
Yeah.
So
and I was
cool.
Like, this is insane. Like this is, I cannot believe, I mean, Gigi Hadid wore it too.
I saw that too. No, that is so epic. I'm so excited for
you. It's very rewarding. Mm-hmm. It's, and I hate to say it's like, comes from an ego place, but my ego felt really amazing.
Yes, of course. But it's also like not just your ego. It's also your spirit that feels good. Like you put your heart and soul into these products. So like, yes, it's like really exciting from like an ego perspective, but it's also, this is your really hard work and it feels so good on a soul level
100%.
When it's recognized.
100%. And that they picked my little old tiny brand,
yeah.
You know, because they... Maybe they're not like, wow, this is so well made, but they're like, oh, it feels good. I'm going to wear it.
Right.
You know?
So when they wore it, did you get a huge influx in sales or was it not really like that?
Yes. And so yes and no, because there's been other people that have worn it too. It just so happened that I had a press write-up that same day. And coincidentally, the write-up was on the Rachel and
oh.
She happened to be in the Rachel.
Uh-huh.
So it was like a double whammy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that was like, really like amazing. And it's for me, it's just like, yeah, of course I'd love to be a James Purse one day, but it's like, I just want women to have great basics. And I just want women to feel like they don't need to spend a ton of money and they're going to feel good in it. And they're going to feel confident. They feel really great in a white t-shirt and jeans. Cause that's, I feel my sexiest and my most confident mm-hmm. in a white t-shirt and mm-hmm. jeans.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
So for me, that's like my goal. With all of this is just always for women to feel really great in an item that didn't cost them $300.
So cool. I love that. So how many women do you have working for you now?
So I'm still a super small team, but like my pattern maker, my manufacturer, my grader, my photographer, my graphic designer, all women. There's actually no men.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's
and it's
nice.
Like a little tribe I have, you know?
Yeah. So you live in Austin now, as
yeah.
everybody knows, and your business is here in LA.
Yes, which has
How
been,
has that been?
It's been interesting. I'm getting into a groove. My brand manager is here. So she handles a lot of the back and forth. You know, she's checking on samples for me. She's shipping me samples. I did like back in February, I was having like a lot of anxiety about moving, remodeling, and going into a new collection. And I put a pause on my collection because it was too much for my brain. It was too much anxiety. And I didn't want to go into the collection with that fear.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just too overwhelming. Like, you know, because you're budgeting a remodel, a move, and a collection. I was like, I need to pump the brakes for like 2 months, focus on what I have, sell the products that we have. Then when my head is a little bit more clear, get into the new collection, which is why I'm here actually visiting. I'm have a photo shoot tomorrow. I had meetings today. So it's been, I don't want to say it's been difficult. It's just been interesting because I have to basically now allocate an additional 2 weeks to any production because they have to ship me the samples, which takes 5 days to 7 days. Then I have to ship it back. So I'm really lucky that my manufacturer, I've known her. She's literally known me since I was 15. Like I've known her for 20 years.
That's so cool.
She's a family friend. So I know I'm always like in the best hands, being taken care of, not being taken advantage of. So, but at the end of the day, no one's me. You know, and like in a sense, like no one's going to run your business like you are.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm keeping all of my fulfillment in LA. Obviously, my logo is made in LA. So it's not being moved to Austin. Yeah. Maybe one day the fulfillment could be moved there, but like everything will always be manufactured in LA. And it's a great excuse to come visit.
Yeah.
So far it's been fine because also we were in quarantine. So everything was being done virtually anyways.
That's so true.
So really, we all kind of got used to not working with each other and seeing each other every day anyways.
I know. I feel like that time just opened up so much freedom.
Completely.
For everybody to realize, A, you can kind of live anywhere and still do what you do for the most part, not for every job, but for most. And B, you even if you want to live in the same place, you don't have to go into the office every day.
Absolutely not.
That's been so cool because I've always worked from home. So to watch my friends start realizing the beauty of able to do that and not have to spend all your time in a car.
Totally.
Was really cool.
Yeah. I mean, living in Calabasas, driving to downtown, it's an hour each way.
Yeah.
So, but I do miss that, you know, like now I'm like twiddling my thumbs because I can't go try on samples and like go like have meetings about production. Right. So instead, what I've been doing is compacting it into like 3 days and I'm coming out once a month. So, and, you know, they have clients that are in Hawaii, that are in New York. People will produce from all over the world. It's not like I need to be an hour away from, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's been good. And I have like my brand manager, I couldn't do it without her. So I'm really lucky that I have a great employee that's trustworthy and loves the brand as much as I do, you know, which
it's
I think
so
is key.
It's so helpful to have. It really is. All right, guys, this is an exciting sponsor. So today's episode is also brought to you by the Balance Blonde Digital Store. If you have not checked out the Balance Blonde Digital Store, all of my programs are in there, all of my courses, spiritual and nutrition, as well as my original Soul on Fire yoga ebooks. And I'm so excited that everything is in one place. Everything's beautiful. Everything was designed by my amazing designer, Annalise. And if you are looking to awaken spiritually or introduce more plant-based foods into your life, then I highly recommend heading to thebalanceblonde.podia.com. That's thebalanceblonde.podia.com. And there you will find everything from my spiritual awakening course, Waking Back Up to Your Own Soul, to my 22-day detox, which is full of SOS-free vegan recipes and beautiful recipe photos. There is the Celestial Diet and Lifestyle Program. There are bundles so you can shop all things TBB and also my Soul on Fire yoga ebooks. And that is all at thebalanceblonde.podia.com. And if you have any questions, you can always just shoot me an email or a DM and I try to get back to as many people as I can. So I am so excited to share the Balance Blonde Digital Store with you. Head there to check out everything and shop. We'll also leave a link in the show notes. And now let's head back into this episode with Belen. So what does your daily routine look like?
Right now? I'm a creature of habit for sure. I'm a very big morning person. So my daily routine basically starts with me waking up. Fiona, my pit bull, wakes me up crying for food every morning. She's a spoiled dog. But basically for me, it's my hot water and lemon, my coffee, I journal, I read the Daily Stoic. I don't touch my phone for the first hour. I sit in my backyard, which we have a really beautiful backyard. And I just, obviously the morning sets the tone for the day. I've always believed that for me personally, that's the situation. I love mornings. I've always been a morning person. I'm not a night person. Like if you ask me to dinner at 9 p.m., you're insane.
Oh God, 9 p.m. No way.
You're insane.
But what time do you wake up?
I wake up between 6:30 and 7 a.m. So, and I've always been like, even in college, I took all 8 a.m. classes.
Wow.
Like, I'm not a night person. Like, maybe if I'm in like Italy, sure, I'll have 9 p.m. dinner.
Yeah.
Because you're like high on life.
Yeah, it's so different there.
But not here. So I will do that and I work out 6 to 7 days a week. Like, not because I'm trying to maintain my figure. It's for my mental health. I have to have that release of endorphins and that hour to myself where I'm not on my phone and no one can bother me. And I did not have a routine for what I was telling you when I first got her for like almost 3 months. I had nothing that was consistent. And I tried, you know, I'm sure you've been in situations where you've been traveling and you try to have this like daily routine and it's really difficult when you're constantly packing and relocating. Mm-hmm. So for me, I am not well. Like, I'm not like the best version of myself if I don't have some sort of routine and structure and like a daily habit. So for me, those are like the whole waking up process, the journaling, my coffee and working out. And then I get to work, you know, but I'm running all sorts of other businesses in addition to the women's clothing line too, and a household and a husband who needs his own structure.
Oh, for sure.
For me.
So what other businesses are you running?
Well, I have the men's line still. We have a CBD company.
You do?
We do.
I didn't even know that. What's it called?
It's called CBD by Seven. And we have CBD with melatonin. We have CBD with curcumin. We have gummies. We have all sorts of goodies. We don't have any more, but we had a coffee. We were like, my husband's dabbled into a lot of things and I'm obviously connected to all of it. Yeah, exactly.
What was the coffee company like?
It was, we were getting everything made in Yucatan in Mexico. And it was, we to kind of explore different things. And so we were getting all the coffee made, but then COVID happened and we were like, we're not dealing with the importing, exporting. Like, it was too much. Mm-hmm. And so we have that and we own a couple of properties. So I'm like, have to make sure all of that is still running smoothly and just my household, my house.
That's multiple full-time jobs right there. You're doing a lot. And what did we say your human design was? I remember we looked it up when we were in
the auto. We need to do it again. I finally got the time I was born, by the way.
Oh, good. Okay. Yes. So maybe we'll get like the exact accurate. Yes. Okay. Because you definitely are a person that juggles a lot.
I just remember that it, something about my stomach and eating at night. Do you remember that?
Wait, you were in direct sunlight for eating? I think, or
my heaviest meal was at night.
Exactly.
I knew that.
Yeah, exactly. I remember that because it was like, that's similar to my friend Jenna, who's the human design.
I know. I've been trying to connect with her.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's in LA now and I'll make sure that you guys connect because it's so helpful to learn those things.
Yes. I'm dying to know.
About yourself and your routine and the way that you thrive.
I'm a type A. I'm a planner. I like structure. Mm-hmm. It's a double-edged sword too, because I want to be more go with the flow, which is my husband.
Mm-hmm. Which so you guys is are a good balance.
Opposites attract. We're completely opposite.
Yeah. What are your signs?
I'm an Aries and he's a Sagittarius.
You guys are two fire signs.
Yes. Believe me, there's been a lot of fire lately.
So much fire. Oh my goodness. So, but Aries, just like my own take on Aries, is definitely more type A than a Sagittarius. Completely. Sagittarius is our
He's a creative.
Yeah.
He's an artist.
Creative, independent, yes. Loyal, all those things.
Like
artistic.
Completely. Mm-hmm. And I'm like April 3rd, rigid type A, thrive off a plan. I know what I'm wearing in 2 days. I know what I'm doing in 2 days, which is a great way to live, but it's also very, I'm uptight. You know, and it's definitely something I try to work on. But a perfect example of him and I is like, if we're going on a trip, it's like, oh, we are. And it's like, I have the boarding passes printed. I know where we were parking. The driver is set up at the airport. Like, he just shows up.
That's amazing.
You know?
So you guys are a good match.
Yeah.
Because for you, it might be too much to have somebody else who's also type A. It wouldn't work. Because they'd be printing the boarding passes and you'd be doing it. And then it would be like,
He loses his keys once a month. I've never lost my keys in my life.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So I'm more like him.
Yeah.
I lose my keys once a week. And Jonathan is way more like you. For sure.
One has to be like, he literally will call, he'll be in Mexico City for work and he'll call me and be like, do you know where blah, blah, blah is? I'm like,
oh, that's how we are. Yeah. That was us right before you came here. I was frantically calling him. I'm like, where did you put the sewing machine? Because my family came to get it. And he's like, it's in the, he calls that my influencer closet, because he just makes me put all the stuff in there that I get sent. It's in the top left of the influencer closet. And I'm like, how am I going to get it down? It's too heavy. Like,
that's me. I'm like,
come home.
It's labeled. I'll be like, there is a step stool to the right located.
That was
like,
literally
that's me.
Us. Oh my God. He said, get the step stool out of the kitchen. This is so funny, but it's good. It's so helpful to have the opposites attract.
I'm living proof of it for anyone listening.
Yes. Do you know what your rising and your moon signs are?
I do. I have it here.
Okay, let's check.
I get them confused, but I'm pretty sure my moon is in Sagittarius. I mean, I'm a rising Aquarius.
Oh, interesting.
Or it's flipped. So let me just...
Yeah, let's check. Do you have like the app on your phone?
Or yes. Anything? What's it called?
CoStar?
Yes.
Everybody CoStar. Has CoStar.
I also have Keanu.
Oh, I don't have that one.
That one's pretty good.
I'll have to check it out.
Here's my chart. It signed me out. So I'm like, that's why the other one, I'm like, here you go.
Okay, let's see. We can look at your whole chart. Well, you have a lot of Sagittarius in your chart. So you are Aquarius rising.
Okay.
Aries, Sun, Mercury, and Mars. Sagittarius, Uranus, Jupiter, Moon, and Neptune.
What does this mean?
Well, basically, you've got a lot of fire in your chart.
Oh, yeah.
But your Aquarius rising is the air. And also, that's like your forward-thinking nature. Aquariuses are very out of the box. I'm also an Aquarius rising. So we think about things. We talk about things that other people might find a little bit weird, or not even necessarily weird, but we're very ahead of the trend, I would say, our Aquarius rising. And I think that probably keeps you from going crazy with all the fire, because it's kind of the exact opposite. And then you have Aries, Sun, Mercury, and Mars. And Mercury is all about communication and how you process information, how you talk, how you think. So you're like, you're truly an Aries. You're truly all Aries.
Like every ounce of my body is an Aries. Uh-huh. But I was shook when I saw that I was an Aquarius rising. I don't have one Aquarius friend.
Oh my God.
So I was like, I don't know anything about Aquarius.
Yeah.
And I'm like you, I'm not to your extent, like knowledgeable wise, but I love astrology.
Yeah. Well, Aquariuses are amazing. I love Aquariuses. I think they can be stubborn, but I just love, they're very different. They're always like, you never meet an Aquarius who's just like, oh, just fits into this box and is the same as everybody else. All Aquariuses are so interesting. So if you have the Aquarius rising, that is how others perceive you. And your ascendant is the mask that you present to people. So it can be seen in your personal style and how you come off to people when you first meet. You don't come off as an Aquarius. So maybe that's because you have so much Aries in your chart.
Yeah.
But Aquariuses were broad-minded, intellectual, can be somewhat abrupt in dealing with the real world, somewhat detached.
Okay.
I'm like that. So unconventional interests, et cetera. So yeah. And then you have your Libra. Your Pluto is in Libra. So you've got a little bit of air going on there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, I love it all, but I'm not surprised that you're an Aries Sun, Sagittarius Moon.
Yeah.
Because you just got that. You got that fire going on.
I do. And
it's amazing. I mean, that's why you're so driven. That's why you're able to get so much done with all of your businesses.
Thank you.
And push past the fear, even when it can be scary, to launch something into the world.
I'm tired just hearing about it all.
I know. It's a lot, but it's amazing. I love it.
Thank you.
So I'm going to ask you the rapid fires that I ask everyone who comes on. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Back in California.
Love it. Can't wait to have you back.
Living by the beach. Living by the beach.
Yes. Maybe Malibu.
Yeah. Malibu or Orange County.
Oh yeah. Orange County. What is your dream vacation?
Italy. Pasta. Water. Just culture.
Yeah. Sounds amazing right now. What are your favorite foods?
Of course, Italian. I love sushi. And I love a delicious like vegan meal. I'm primarily plant-based, but a good cacio e pepe pasta and sushi.
Yeah. Oh my God. So delicious.
I'm starving now.
I know. I'm really hungry too. I'm not going to ask you if you're a night person, because we know you're a morning person.
Morning person all the way.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
If you were a color, what color would you be?
Purple.
Love it. Who are your mentors?
It's such a loaded question.
Or just people who inspire you.
I would say, let me think about that. You know, I think what Jessica Alba has done with all of her like companies has been really incredible, like seeing it from like the ground up. I think also, I don't know why I'm blanking on her name. Sarah, she created Spanx.
Oh yeah.
What's
Sarah
her
Blakely?
Last? Yes. Yes. I was going to say Bassett. I don't know why. I actually did masterclass of her class and I was like, so inspired by her. I think everything that she created was unbelievable. Everything that she started from nothing either and now has a $1 billion company. And just, you know, just women really who get shit done is really the mentors and the women that my girlfriends, you know?
Yeah.
They all have brands. They all hustle. A lot of them are moms. Like, you know, they're all really just so inspirational. But business-wise, I think like what Sarah did and Jessica Alba did is beyond impressive.
Mm-hmm. Totally. I love that. If you had the chance to meet anyone in the world, who would you want to meet?
For a really long time, it was Bono.
Love. I swear I saw his lookalike the other day. It was not him, but it looked so much like him that I was like, oh my God, am I just running into him on the street?
There's a lot of people who look like him. I'm going to be honest. Mm-hmm. I honestly would love to meet Oprah in her Montecito house.
Yeah. Let's just move to Montecito, hang out with Oprah.
I would love to meet Oprah. I think she'd be such an incredibly interesting person to have a conversation with.
Yeah. She's at the top of my list as well. So much. What's on the horizon for you? What's next for you and your life and your business?
Oh my gosh. Well, I have a new collection coming out for summer and that will be very colorful and fun. And honestly, really just kind of getting into a routine in Austin, I would say is on my horizon and getting a little bit more familiar with like my surroundings and my areas. And I really hope there's a trip on my horizon soon because I really need a tropical vacation.
I know a tropical vacation right now.
I would just want to go to Cabo for like a week.
Me too. I was supposed to go last week
last year.
Oh, I was supposed to go last week and I wasn't able to go. And it was a really big bummer.
That's a very big bummer.
I was so sad. A lot of my friends were there for a wedding and I just couldn't go at the last minute. And so I was living through all the photos.
In Cabo?
In Cabo. Yep. But I'll be there soon. You'll be there soon.
Yes.
We'll be on the beach.
Perfect.
We'll be reading basking under the sun. It's going to be amazing. And then, so this is the Soul on Fire podcast. So what are your tips for people who are looking to set their soul on fire?
I would say to not be scared that if you have an idea or you have a concept to move forward with it, to listen to your instincts and your gut and to do what sets your soul on fire and to not come from a fear-based place, because so many of us come from a fear-based place and the decision-making is fear-based. Mm-hmm. So I would say if there is a class you've wanted to take, a trip you've wanted to take, anything, a hobby you've wanted to start, just do it. Whatever lights you up, whatever brings you joy, just start being selfish and putting yourself forward, like first. That's would be my tips of setting your soul on fire.
Such good tips. I love it.
I'm going to take for myself too.
Yeah, me too. And where can everybody find you?
Everyone can find me on my Instagram is Style by Belen. And my website is Shop with Belen. Belen is BELEN.com.
Love it. Everybody, you have to check out her beautiful line, her basics, her t-shirts. All of it. I'm
Thank
obsessed.
You.
I can't wait to see what you do next.
Thank
I'm totally
you.
Buying the next color that you mentioned to me. I don't know if
You're
it's a secret, but I'm totally buying it. And I'm just so happy that we got to do this.
Me too. Thank you for having me on. This
Thank
was such
you
a treat.
For doing it. So special.
Thank you.
All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode with Belen. She is such a powerhouse. I absolutely love hearing her story, all about her brand, but also all about her life. I am just such a fan of hearing how people started their businesses and just their trials and things that they've learned and what they would have done differently and what they would have done the same. And I think the common thread that I always learn from everyone is just start. Just start. The truth is, I think so many people are just afraid to begin. And Belen is such an important reminder that you gotta just go for it, even when you don't have a degree in the subject, or even if you don't feel like you know what you're doing. This is the way to do it. This is the way to go. And I am just so proud and so honored to be able to share this episode with you guys. So definitely head to shopwithbelen.com and use the code blonde to check out her clothes and support her and use that discount code. We also have Four Sigmatic as our sponsor of today's episode. Code blonde at foursigmatic.com/blonde will get you up to 40% off of their amazing mushroom coffee products. And then we have the Balance Blonde digital store as a sponsor of this episode, which is thebalanceblonde.podia.com, where you can find all of my courses and programs and recipe books and all the good stuff. If you're looking to awaken spiritually or introduce more plant-based nutrition into your life, I also want to remind you, if you feel inspired to rate and review the show on iTunes, I would absolutely love to thank you by sending you my free yoga ebook. So send me a screenshot of your 5-star review and your rating to jordan@thebalancefawn.com. And I will send you a thank you and also my free yoga ebook. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here. And thank you, Belen, for coming on the show. I adore you. I hope everybody has a soul on fire day. And I can't wait to talk next week. Love you guys.